Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We'll finish up today with a call in on the question, what did you bring with you for freshman year at college? And how does your list compare to your parents' list? Or if you're the parent, how does it compare to your freshman kid? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I asked because last week and this week are move-in weeks at many colleges. I brought my son to school last week for freshman year. That's why I was off, and I was amazed to see how lightly he was able to pack. So here's what I realized when I thought about it a little. When parents of today's freshmen went off to college, here are some things many of us brought that freshmen are not bringing today. Things today's parents brought that today's freshmen probably are not. Stamps, envelopes, and paper to send mail, plus an address book, a physical calendar and planner, an alarm clock, a radio. I brought my camera and film, plus photos of loved ones. We brought boxes filled with records or CDs, plus a turntable or CD player. By senior year, I had a separate amp and big speakers for good sound. I brought a calculator to college, some favorite games, a dictionary, a thesaurus, a one-volume encyclopedia, a flashlight for emergencies, and a typewriter, plus typing paper. What we didn't bring? A phone. There was a phone in each room in my SUNY Albany dorm. So what's the difference? Of course, it's that everything on that list of things that today's freshmen don't need to pack is on our phones. Ha! Think about it. Just think about the bulk involved. Radio, alarm clock, typewriter, camera, records or CDs, plus a turntable or CD player and an amp. And maybe you brought some basic reference books like a dictionary or a thesaurus. Maybe a calculator. These things take up space. They're bulky. Maybe some board games. Now it's all on our one little handheld device. So the question is, what did you bring to college freshman year? And how does your list compare to your parents' list? Or if you're the parent, how does it compare to your freshman kid? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. That was just a quick little back-of-the-envelope list. So parents, what did I leave off that list of things that you may have brought to college for freshman year once upon a time before cell phones or before personal computers? College students today or recently, what did you bring besides a phone or a laptop that your parents may not have that I'm not thinking of? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. One person I know who's more in the grandparents' generation, like pre-baby boom, she remembers bringing her Gen X daughter to freshman year in 1993, and she couldn't believe we went to college last week by plane. She remembers loading up a station wagon. A Gen X colleague here says her parents brought her in a pickup truck. So tell us your story from whatever generation. What did you bring to college freshman year? And how does your list compare to your parents' list? Or if you're the parent, how does it compare to your freshman kid? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right, now to your calls on what did you bring with you for freshman year at college and how does your list compare to your parents' list? Or if you're the parent, how does it compare to your freshman kid? And Amy in Rockville Center, you're on WNYC. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Brian. When I went to college, my parents had to help me open a bank account so I could even get some cash. But my father gave me rolls and rolls of quarters so I could call home from the payphone, because we didn't have phones in every room, and I could also use them on the laundry machines. And now kids, they even have computerized pass cards for laundry.
Yeah.
The only thing that's different is they still have to do the laundry. But now they have pods for soap. They don't even learn how to measure their soap out.
Amy, thank
you. So that's different.
Thank you very much for starting us off. Laura in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hi, Laura.
Hi there. Yeah, so the major bulk items of my freshman year, which was 1986, were my turntable with my sizable LP collection and my very heavy and bulky electronic typewriter. But by sophomore year in 87, I had jettisoned the typewriter in favor of the computer lab, and I had swapped my LPs for CDs.
Ah, the computer lab, which is becoming a relic itself now, right?
That's right.
Right, but people used to wait online to get in, wait in line to get online. And, of course, that was before the Internet, technically, but to use the computers and long waits for the printers once upon a time, right?
That's right, those dot matrix printers, right.
Thank you very much. Marjorie in Red Bank, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marjorie.
Hi, Brian. I went to college in 1970, and I brought lots of art supplies with me, and I'm thinking that probably hasn't changed.
Oh, if you're an art student, you still need your art supplies.
Right.
Unless you're doing a lot of computer graphics. But if people are painting or doing sculpture or things that really involve physical art, then they need their art supplies.
That's right, which is what I'm doing right now as we're speaking.
What are you making?
A sculpture.
Good luck with it. Thank you for sharing. Maggie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Brian. Your screener actually said she had the same thought. I'm in college, and I was just going to say I still need a calculator because our math teachers don't let us use our phones for tests and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Plus, I guess if you're taking any higher math, you need a graphing calculator and that kind of thing, which is not...
Yeah, since high school, we've needed, like, T984 calculators.
Yeah, right. I know those. But and I guess, what they call the calculator app on the phone doesn't go that far.
No, and I mean, most professors don't let us use our phones in class, so.
Right, sure, if you're using a calculator. Okay, good one, calculator. Robin Mamaroneck, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What'd you bring to college?
As I told my screener, this is more of a tip. When I took my older daughter to college, who is now 32, I bought a very inexpensive two-wheel hand cart. Of course, she was totally mortified, but once we got to campus, we were like the envy of the other parents and the other students because while they had a lot of student volunteers, we were able to pack up a lot of stuff in that cart and move into the dormitory much more easily. So I would recommend parents who are still taking their kids to college in the next couple of weeks or two, they either can rent one or buy one inexpensively, and they'll still have a lot of use for it afterwards. And believe me, it'll make moving into the dormitory so much easier.
A handcart tip from Robin Mamaroneck. Thank you very much. Nydia in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nydia.
Brian, I'm a Generation Xer. So in 93, freshman year, I bought an iron board and a clock radio. And when I was going over the list with my nephew, I mentioned these items. And he just started laughing and looked at me as if I had 10 heads. I'm like, what are you talking about? I also bought a typewriter. And going over this huge list, and he's like, I just have two suitcases and my laptop. And I was like, I don't know what else to say. I was just floored, and it's funny. I love it.
The typewriter is the deal breaker, right? What a big, bulky thing, right? Especially if we came up in the age when there were already electric typewriters and electronic typewriters, which were even bigger and bulkier just before the PC. Nydia,
yes.
But an ironing board? Now, that doesn't change with the times. That must have been your... Now maybe, there's more no iron clothing.
Exactly. Well, that's my point. All his clothing is like you wash, you hang dry or dry it, and you're good. Us, we had to iron and put a crease on our pants, and it just didn't look right if it was iron, if it wasn't iron.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Mimi in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mimi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We just dropped our son off at college this week, and I'm laughing so hard listening to people talking about an ironing board because I went to college in 1977. And took my ironing board and a travel iron, and I also took the husband, we called it, the pillow with the arms on it. Those were about the biggest items that I took with me. And when I asked my son if he wanted to bring that, he thought that I had lost my mind. But the biggest item that he took, and it's standard for everybody now, is the memory foam mattress topper.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta have your memory foam mattress topper. So that, and I'll tell you what I saw, a lot of TVs moved into the dorms as well last weekend. So he didn't take a TV, but I got a text from him last night asking about the TV.
and actually told him he was not there for entertainment purposes, which he thought was pretty funny. So, but it's all good. A lot of kids moving in, a lot of stuff.
Mimi, thank you very much. Rachel, driving right now to Colgate with your kid, yes?
Oh, no, I'm the kid.
Oh, you're the kid. Oh, hi, Rachel.
Hi, my mom is driving.
That's good, because now you're not going to get in an accident because she's not driving and talking at the same time. So,
exactly.
So congratulations on Colgate.
Thank you.
And what are you bringing?
A lot of stuff. We went to Trader Joe's and stocked up there.
Food.
My mom says that didn't exist when she went to college.
Mm-hmm. But you could also order it online and have it delivered to the dorm the next day.
I did order my books on Amazon. She couldn't do that.
Totally. Anything? Is she, like, laughing at all of this and telling you something she brought that you're not bringing?
Yeah. She says that she always brought white out, but no one uses that anymore.
That's the last accessory with the last typewriter. Rachel, thank you very much. Good luck in college. Thanks to all of you for your calls on what you brought for freshman year and how it compares to your parents' list, or if you're the parent, how it compares to your freshman kid.